Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
Friday night football, and it is Carlton 7-18-60, having the better of Gold Coast by 33 points, 4-3-27 in the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists. Hoping to speak soon with Ed Curno from the Blues. And of course, you can find City to Surf Solar in Essendon Street in Grovedale. So with that win, Carlton climbed to ninth on the ladder. They leapfrogged both the Giants and the Bulldogs because of percentage, and they're exactly 100%, 756 for, 756 against, a couple of percent clear of the Giants and the Doggies, but the Dogs with a game in hand and the Giants with two games in hand. But the Blues are closer to, well, we think the magical number is 10. And with their run home, their last four games, they play, or rather last five games, they play Collingwood, the Giants, Sydney, Adelaide and Brisbane. Right now, they're starting favourites against Collingwood, Sydney and Adelaide. The Giants is a toss of the coin the way the Giants are playing at the moment. And then the Brisbane Lions last round, that might be a tough ask. It potentially could be at the Gabba to try and win their way into the finals. But if they can sneak out 10 wins, Macca, that's a significant step forward under David Teague in a shortened season.
Yeah, they've done a real. They've been a steady, slow build for 3 to 4 years now. They know how to defend. They've got, and I think Setterfield flies under the radar a little bit. It's another big body around the ball. So they, for so long, it was Cripps really doing the heavy duty work. Mark Murphy's never been that sort of player. Curno's not as big a body. But he's added to them. He's a quality young player, and they've got good quality talls at either end of the ground, which you need in September. They've got enough talent. They're just maturing steadily, which is the best way to do it, as we touched on before. Great learnings in some of those close losses over the last 12 months, and then good learnings in why did they beat Fremantle last week. You know, we all sat here the other day and mused around that. You know, the decision was topical and played out all week in the media, but in the end they were all over the top of Fremantle for almost a half a footy. So signs are positive. They're well coached. They've got good quality people in their footy program, and from the top down, it's a club that's pretty clear about where they want to go.
For Geelong Insurance Brokers, our head-to-head matchup wasn't much of a matchup in the end. Ben King and Jacob Wiedering for poor Ben King, the conditions, as much as Harry Mackay was dominant at the other end of the ground, they probably didn't suit an inexperienced big forward to, you know, just couldn't adapt his game to what was on offer up there in Darwin tonight.
Yeah, and Sam Day's got to help more. He has to be much more competitive than he was tonight. There were a couple of times in the second quarter where he ground his way back in, but he's got to be giving more to this young kid than what he is, and he's got to give his team more. It takes the pressure off Kingy, but there were half a dozen times where he got moved under the ball tonight. He won't get moved under the ball like that in another 18 months, 24 months, because it'll be another 70 or 80 good solid leg weight sessions, plyometrics, bounding, hit, and natural growth and development. Because the one thing about the two young King boys is they are ripping young people, and they've got great appetite to work and train. So when you've got athleticism like that combined with a good character base, they find a way through. So he'll learn a lot out of tonight, and he's where Jacob Wiedering's been half a dozen times in his first 80 games. You know, seen some great fullbacks and great tall forwards get opened up at times early in their career.
A bloke called Scarlett got opened up by a bloke called Lloyd a couple of times.
Yeah, he did. You know, even in his third, you know, and he learnt because he's got he will have good quality coaching around him, and because the boy that I know that played tonight, he'll look at the vision and he'll grit his teeth when he's next in the gym doing his leg weights, and instead of doing 10 squats, he'll ask for a bit more weight, and he'll want to do a few more, and he'll get to training a little bit earlier, because they generally don't take one not playing well and two being beaten badly all that well, competitive people.
Jacob Wiedering's numbers, please, Benny, in that Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head.
Yeah, 13 touches. King only just had the two kicks, no marks, so it was clear win there. Wiedering, the ball didn't come in that way. Carlton just had way too good. They had 90 more disposals, 33 more marks, 7 more clearances, 42 more contested possession. They dominated time possession, 54 inside 50s to 26. They kicked 7-18, 25 scoring shots to 7, 4-3 to the Gold Coast. Murphy had 28, Walsh 24, Setterfield had 23 and 5 clearances, Nunes 23, Cripps had 22 and 8 clearances, Martin was good with 21, Fisher was lively with 21 touches, Gibbons good 19 touches and 2 goals, and Curno had 19 touches for the Suns. Lukosh had 23, tipping 15 of those were
kick-ins.
So I'd love to know what that stat is. He probably had less than 10 possessions in general play. Bowes tried hard. He's a developing player for the Suns. Miller was okay, 17 possessions. Swallow worked into it in his 150th game. Harbrow battled hard. Ainsworth, I thought, tried hard, did some good things.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he had clean hands at times. Ballard worked, did what he could down back. But Ellis is probably disappointing for the Suns a little bit. Just 13 touches, experienced player.
Do you think he might have wasted a bit of energy getting himself up for last week and threw everything at Richmond, and then you get that letdown after that?
Oh, potentially. And I also think that, and it's not a knock on him, but he's one of those players that probably plays well when the team plays well. He needs players around him to play well for him to be a good player. And when that's going well, he's good. When it's not going his way, he's not the sort of player that you know. And that's just his style of play. And
yep.
He didn't have a great night tonight. He didn't have an inside 50. He laid 7 tackles, so that's probably a positive. But Sam Collins always tries hard. Greenwood was good in the first half, went out of it completely in the second. And
11 tackles, though.
Yeah, and Powell, I think, has got a future.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's got some courage. He's still pretty wiry.
Yeah, 21 on Wednesday he turns, Benny.
Yeah, he's only listed as 78 kilos, so he needs to put a bit of weight on. But he's not frightened to go back with the flight and did some good things, so just need to keep persevering with him. He's playing his... just his 31st game of footy, so he needs to get another 50 games into him and he'll be a real player. But Rankin showcased it good and bad, and just not enough contributors, unfortunately. And Anderson, you know, while it'll be interesting to see whether they rest him next week, he had just a nothing night for him. Just 4 kicks, 3 effective disposals. So a young kid who's just finding his way might need a little rest.
Yep, thank you for that, Benny. And, of course, Geelong Insurance Brokers with our head-to-head matchup. 38 years in the insurance industry, Don and the team. Of course, at Geelong Insurance Brokers, work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au and our stats for Kerr's Highway.
The signature homes in City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.